June 19, every member a missionary. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Isaiah 49:6. Tuesday morning, June 19, I have just looked at my watch. It is 2 o'clock. I dress, seek the Lord, and try to write a few words to go in the mail to Africa this morning. May the Lord help me to trace each line. See Isaiah 49. I cannot write out this whole chapter. Read it carefully and solemnly. What words are these? And he said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Isaiah 49:3. How many, after they have done their best under most trying circumstances, suffering for the want of facilities and from dearth of means, are ready to say in words of Scripture, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Lord and my work with my God. Verse 4. All the warnings must be given. The truth, Bible truth, is to be proclaimed in our large camp meetings, and the churches can hear the truth. They have the opportunity. All may not desire to hear. Many oppose everything that calls for self-denial. They are not willing to accept the Sabbath. In Exodus 31:12-18, it is clearly marked out in definite lines what God expects from his people. And the decided consequence of rejecting it is death. Notwithstanding this, many will refuse obedience because the truth involves self-denial and self-sacrifice. Many of the ministers will not hear and be convinced. They will not enter the sanctuary of truth to receive the knowledge of truth from the Word, but will take away the key of knowledge from the people by perversion of the Scriptures, wresting the Word of God from its true meaning. Thus, every step gained in reaching the people to save them from being lost in error and disobedience requires a hard, constant battle. But shall it stop? No. Lift up the standard. Plant memorials of God's truth in every place possible. Work in new territories and conversions will be made. Some who do not take their stand at once will help advance the work with their means and their sympathy, and will themselves take their position on the Lord's side. God will have representatives in every place in all parts of the world. Letter 86, June 19, 1900, to A.G. Daniels.